Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine dropping like $10,000 on a gorgeous natural stone patio, right? And then you just watch it literally disintegrate after a single rough winter.
That is an absolute nightmare. But it happens way more often than you'd think.
Right. And our mission for this deep dive is to help you avoid that exact kind of expensive disaster. We're unpacking a comprehensive guide on two giants of luxury home design, travertine and granite.
Because choosing between these materials isn't just about, mashing your kitchen cabinets. It's really about understanding how these stones actually survive in real-world environments.
Exactly. So to understand how they'll act in your house, we kind of have to look at how they were born in nature first. Where do these stones even come from?
Well, let's start with granite. It forms deep underground when molten magma slowly cools down under extreme pressure.
Okay.
And that process creates this incredibly dense structure, just packed with hard minerals like quartz and feldspar.
So it's basically like a pressure-cooked, invincible vault.
I mean, yeah, that's a great way to put it. Now, travertine forms completely differently. It's a sedimentary limestone created by hot springs and geothermal water.
Oh, interesting. So it's more like a delicate, slow-drip sponge compared to granite's vault, like a dense geological Swiss
Yeah,
cheese.
exactly. It's full of tiny voids and cavities left behind by escaping hot spring gases, and that structural difference is everything.
Right.
It completely dictates their survival skills once they're exposed to your daily life.
Okay, I know granite is tough, but what does the performance gap actually look like when we get into the hard numbers? Like, how different are they?
It's massive. So on the Mohs hardness scale, granite ranks a 6 to 8. To put that in perspective, it is literally hard enough to dull your steel kitchen knives.
Wait, really? It'll actually dull your knives.
Oh, absolutely. And it absorbs almost zero water. We're talking under 0.4%. Plus, you really only need to reseal it every 1 to 3 years.
Wow. Okay, and what about travertine?
Well, travertine sits at a much softer 4 to 5. And because of all those tiny voids you mentioned earlier, it can absorb up to 10% of its weight in water if it isn't perfectly sealed.
10%? That is a lot of water. And it's not just water, right? I was reading that something as simple as a splash of lemon juice can permanently ruin it. Why does that even happen?
Because travertine is made primarily of calcium carbonate. So it acts a lot like an antacid tablet.
Oh, wow.
When any acidic liquid hits it, lemon juice, vinegar, even just spilled wine, a literal chemical reaction happens.
It just starts fizzing.
Pretty much. It bubbles up and literally eats away the surface of the stone. That's called etching. To prevent it, you're looking at resealing your travertine every few months.
I mean, I'm looking at these stats and I have to ask, if I'm risking permanent stains from just, spilled salad dressing or scratching the floor with my dog's claws, why would anyone willingly put this in their home? Why is it still dominating luxury design?
That is the big question. But it all comes down to specific environments where travertine's apparent weaknesses actually become massive advantages.
Okay, how so?
Think about a high-heat Mediterranean climate. All those tiny pores mean travertine doesn't retain heat the way denser stones do. It stays incredibly cool under direct, blistering sunlight.
Oh, I see. So that makes tumbled travertine like the ultimate luxury material for a pool deck.
Exactly. You get fantastic traction, and it won't burn your bare feet when you get out of the water.
That makes total sense. Whereas granite, with its microscopic concrete density, just doesn't care about freeze-thaw cycles.
Right. It laughs at dropped cast iron pots, which is why it dominates busy family kitchens and freezing outdoor environments.
But we do need to talk about the cost because there is a huge discrepancy here. Travertine averages, what, $25 to $50 a square foot up front, while granite runs $35 to $75 or more.
Yeah, travertine is definitely cheaper up front.
Is that lower initial price basically a trap, though? Like for budget-conscious buyers who just aren't prepared for the ongoing maintenance costs?
It certainly can be. I mean, the lower upfront cost makes travertine incredibly attractive if you're trying to cover a massive indoor floor or a huge patio.
Right.
But you really have to weigh that against the long-term cost and the effort of constant upkeep. Granite typically offers broader resale value simply because future buyers know it delivers long-term, low-stress performance.
Ultimately, when you're planning a renovation, you have to match the stone to your actual lifestyle and your local climate, not just whatever looks best on a Pinterest mood board.
Absolutely. You're bringing a piece of nature into your house. You need to make sure its natural habitat aligns with how you actually live.
Which leaves you with something to mull over today. If the materials we choose to surround ourselves with reflect our inner selves, which stone are you?
Are you the unyielding, highly practical granite?
Or the warm, beautifully imperfect, and high-maintenance travertine.